Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas. The city of Detroit has a great art scene, and construction is underway on arts alleys across the city. So I thought this would be a good time to check in with Rochelle Riley. She's the Director of Arts and Culture for the city of Detroit. Rochelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ann. Good to talk to you.
Oh, it's great to talk to you, too. So tell us about these arts alleys. What are they?
Well, I'm not sure if everyone's familiar with the Z Arts Alley downtown, where there's this beautiful paved space, and you can walk out of the backs of restaurants and businesses into this space, which is like a community center, party center, entertainment space. Well, I decided that we should do that, but in neighborhoods. So in 9 neighborhoods around the city, we're creating these amazing gathering spaces, and they're, you know, designed to focus on elevating, you know, neighborhood identity and creating connections for neighbors. And it's a place where you can gather, whether you want to do it for a picnic or a concert, with a focus on art, because there will be art installations in all 9 of them. So, and there's also the practical thing. It's going to mitigate flooding because we're redoing them. That means they're digging up the old alley and putting down a new one.
So will these different alleys reflect the neighborhood, Rochelle?
Absolutely. We did months of community engagement with the neighbors whose properties border the alley and who live in the neighborhood who will be using it. And everything was designed based on, number one, how they wanted to use the alley, number two, what they wanted it to look like, and number three, what type of connection they were making. For instance, one of the alleys in Northwest Detroit, they're an environmental neighborhood association. They're redoing 18 alleys, so we're just doing one of their alleys. But they did not want concrete. They wanted grass. They have rain barrels. They have all types of environmental accoutrements. And so that's their alley, and that's what we're doing for them. The other ones all have different vibes, different themes, and different ways of connecting with each other.
Can you tell us about some of the artists who are involved in this incredible project? It's really interesting.
Well, the artists haven't started yet. This is all construction.
Okay.
But we have, thanks to some wonderful philanthropic partners, arts fellows. And those fellows, who are all artists, are going to be working with the stakeholders, and that's those property owners who are doing these spaces, to find the artists that they want to have their work in the alley. Some of it will be mural. Some of it might be other types of art installations. But they will help them work on that, and we're going to watch it happen, because this is about helping people who are already doing this. When someone asked, how did you pick the alleys? We didn't pick the alleys. The alleys picked us.
Mm.
These are folks who have already started doing things. Over in Jefferson Chalmers in southeast Detroit, there's a woman and her neighbors who have purchased different lots that they have turned into these amazing spaces off the alley. You know, they have a wheelchair garden. They have a butterfly garden. They have 3 solar stations, and they have a big gathering space. They turn one of the lots into a little park where they have festivals. So all of that is happening off that alley. So what we're going to do is make the alley match what they're already doing.
Talk to us about the funding. How did you get the money to do this? Because it's probably pretty expensive, right?
It is a $5.4 million project. And as a part of the American Rescue Plan Act funding, there was a pocket called Neighborhood Beautification Arts Alleys. So this is something that people have envisioned and thought about. I'm glad that Detroit will be on the forefront of trying it. So it's all being paid for with federal funding.
So you mentioned Jefferson Chalmers. What are some of the other neighborhoods that are going to see these really cool alleys?
Well, there's one, the one that I mentioned a second ago, that where they're just so environmentally sound, is called the Snowden-Hartwell Alley. That's off Outer Drive in Northwest Detroit. There's the Bagley Alley, which is right next to the Roberto Clemente Recreation Center across from Mexican Village, and it serves a whole diverse community, you know, neighborhood groups, the Matrix Theater, Southwest Detroit artists. There's a great cultural vibe there because of various cultural groups that live there. We have the Old Redford Alley, which the Artist Village has been using for entertainment for 30 years. So we're actually going to be able to take that alley and upgrade it so they can continue to do what they're doing. And then we have several alleys. The contract will be going to the city council for 4 more. We started with 5. The project got popular. We got more funding. And we're going to be doing the city's first Agra Arts Alley, where we're working with the Oakland Avenue Urban Farm and artists in the North End to create an alley that's based on that farm and growth area that they have over there. And again, their spaces off the alley where they've done amazing things. There's going to be a rose garden. There's a place where they hold weddings. There's a stage. All of that will be upgraded so that everybody who's doing something, they'll be able to do it in an even better way.
You know, this is also a safety issue. This is going to make these alleys a lot cleaner and safer and better for these communities.
It's going to literally transform these areas into more public park space, if you will, where all of a sudden you're not walking down this dank, you know, alley with sinkholes and it's a little scary. It's going to be totally clean, totally just safe structurally to walk on. I mean, you walk on some of the alleys now, you can step in a pothole.
Right.
Totally safe. Yeah. It's going to be transformative.
Absolutely. I can see these alleys getting on City Institute's tours with Jeanette Pierce because they sound like they're going to be so cool once they're done.
Well, I didn't even mention that. You're absolutely right. These are tourist destinations.
Yes.
Once these are set, people can walk through them. People can come to events in them, which happen now, but they'll happen even more so now and in a more exciting way.
You know, you've got a great job, Rochelle Riley, as the Director of Arts and Culture for the City of Detroit. Can you talk about the incredible art scene that we do have here in Detroit?
Well, I can tell you, when the mayor asked me to do this job 5 years ago, there was no arts and culture office or department or anything at city government, which I thought was heinous. So when he asked me to do it, I knew that I would be starting from scratch.
Right.
So the first thing that I had to do was a listening tour around the city to see what people wanted. And it was clear they wanted more financial support and they wanted more spaces to do things. So we just celebrated our 5-year anniversary. And I'll have to send you over a copy of our 5-year report. We call it the Quint Report. And it details everything that we were able to achieve over more than 100 in projects and partnerships and things called Creativity Takes Courage. And we literally started, as you know, with the pandemic. We had this huge opening where I remember it was at Chroma, when Chroma was not even a building yet. They were in the middle of constructing it. And 150 artists and all the press showed up February of 2020, said, "We are ready. We're going to get started." And of course, within 2 weeks, we were in with the pandemic. And our first big project was the memorial at Belle Isle. But then, you know, we slowly came back from that and started to do all kinds of things, thanks to partners like the Kresge Foundation, the Ford Foundation, Huntington Bank, Hudson Weber Foundation. We did the Detroit ACE Honors, where we honored, you know, creatives who have given 25 years or more of service to the city. We honored Broadway stars, including our Tony Award winner, Celia Keenan-Bolger, who at that time was starring in To Kill a Mockingbird. We did a whole big celebration at Spirit Plaza. We, quite frankly, did what we had to do for artists. We launched a telethon with Big Sean and Jeff Daniels and a bunch of people just to raise money for artists who had lost their stages and lost their ability to make, you know, money. And we gave out $500 grants until they went away. And then we did the city's first street mural, the Power to the People mural, downtown on Lower Woodward, which we just repainted so that, you know, we can do that every year. We did a lot of things for youth, several things. We hosted a concert for the Detroit Youth Choir after their fame-inducing performance on America's Got Talent. And the Broadway star LaShance, who was an amazing Tony Award winner herself, and she was the original Celia in The Color Purple, she came to Detroit and sang with them on stage at Orchestra Hall, which is home to our most beloved Detroit Symphony Orchestra. And for a lot of those kids, it was the first time they'd been at Orchestra Hall on a stage that they deserved to be on. So I could go on and on, but the bottom line is we have done everything we can to make sure people know that our artists are a creative workforce. Artists are small businesses. If you're a dancer, you're a small business. If you're an actress, you're a small business. If you're a stagehand, you're a small business. We need to give them the same financial support we do for restaurants and developers of affordable housing and anything else.
Well, and it sounds like, Rochelle, that with the city's resurgence, art is booming too throughout the city of Detroit.
It's amazing, none more so than our murals. We did the nation's first street art summit because Detroit is now on the top 10 list. We're number 5. So we had 7 representatives from 7 of the top 10 cities to come to Detroit to have a conversation about mural arts. And we launched the Detroit mural map, and several people in cities have mural maps, but ours was the fastest growing in the country. And we now have 700 murals on it, and we're going to document every mural and the artists who did it. And you can go to that site. Wherever you are in the city, you can, if you see a mural, you can look it up and see who did it, when they did it, why they did it. And that keeps people from calling me saying, well, I'm at the corner of Mac and Bewick. I like this mural. Who did it? I'm like, I don't know.
You know, it's so cool how the train station kept some of that graffiti. When you walk in, you see that. It's really, really interesting how they did that, kind of as, you know, to honor some of these really talented artists.
I want people to understand that street art is art and graffiti is art, and not all graffiti is something that's bad. Now, the mayor has a crackdown on graffiti. He doesn't want anything that's offensive or anything that shouldn't be where it is.
Right.
But I love that they paid homage to a whole group of people. Murals are not new. Artists have been doing murals in Detroit for decades. But what we want to do is encourage a young generation, these new and emerging artists, to keep doing that. So we're working on that. I think anything and everything that keeps our kids here, that's what we want to do. I don't want any kid who wants to have a career in the creative arts to feel like they have to go to New York or Seattle or Austin or even Cleveland, for God's sakes, because they can't do what they want to do in Detroit. I have friends in Cleveland. They hate when I say that. And they have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I'm still mad about. So I just want people to know that this is, you know, we are the Motor City, Music City, Mural City, Make It Happen City. And anything that can happen anywhere, we can do it. And in Detroit, sometimes we do it better. So we want to show people, yes, great things are happening here.
And you've also got all that work going on at the Motown Museum. Speaking of artists, that's incredible what's happening over there.
That expansion is going to be amazing. And people still come from around the globe. It's not just a national tourist site, but around the globe. Because I don't know that people still really remember when Berry Gordy did that. I mean, you're talking a time when segregation was still a thing, where black and white kids danced on separate sides of the room. And he created the sound of Young America. And all of a sudden, there were no walls. There were no barriers. It brought people together in a way that you would not believe. And I promise you, I can go stand right downtown at the corner of Woodward and Congress and start singing a Motown song. And there will be people who come up and sing with me. They know all the lyrics, all the lyrics.
You're absolutely right. Rochelle Riley, Director of Arts and Culture for the City of Detroit, thank you so much for the time today. And we cannot wait to go on a tour with you of these really cool arts alleys. This is going to be so great for the city.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to host you.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, some big events are over for the year, but Detroit continues to welcome visitors from all over the world. We'll check in with the CEO of the Downtown Detroit Partnership to see what's happening in Motown right after these messages.